A voter looking for stark differences between health plans will find them if they compare candidates from different parties. For the most part, Republican and Democratic presidential hopefuls have plans that are closer to the position of their primary opponent than the person they'll face in November. The consumer group Citizen Action of Wisconsin has analyzed all the candidates' proposals. Director Robert Craig says the leading Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, have basically followed in the path of John Edwards.
That is, leave the current system in place where it's working to allow employers and employees to stay with health insurance that's working well now, but to offer two alternatives.
Those options include a large Medicare-like public system and a group of private plans that are heavily regulated, so people with pre-existing conditions are not rejected. Republicans John McCain and Mike Huckabee disavow national health care, and both want to deregulate the insurance industry to some extent. The Wisconsin Hospital Association does not publicly endorse candidates. Nevertheless, officials are following the debate. Association Vice President Eric Borgerding says covering more people could take some burden off emergency rooms. The group supports a hybrid of private and public coverage that will ensure broader access to insurance.
Universal coverage does not have to mean a single-payer government-run health care system. I think Wisconsin is a darn good example of that. Once BadgerCare Plus is fully implemented, at least on paper, 98% of Wisconsin citizens will be covered.
Nationally, young people are one of the largest demographics without insurance. According to a poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation and USA Today, 40% of people between the ages of 18 and 29 put off seeing a doctor because of cost or had trouble paying medical bills for care they did receive. Whether this translates into votes for candidates is uncertain. This demographic traditionally does not turn out at the polls in high numbers. But UW-Madison political scientist David Cannon says that's changing, at least in respect to one candidate.
One thing that Obama has done in the early primaries is he really has kind of energized the 18 to 28-year-old vote in a way that it really hasn't been for quite some time in primary elections.
Energizing voters of all ages is something the candidates are trying to do with their various styles and ideas. Polls indicate voters consider health care one of the most important domestic issues. But with the economy turning sour, some supporters of health reform, like U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin, are watching to see what issue gets the most pre-election attention.
Until we were headed towards recession, I would have said health care was going to be the number one issue that the presidential candidates would engage in terms of their debates. Now that we are seeing all these very foreboding signs in the economy, I think the economy will, to a certain degree, eclipse health care.
On the other hand, Baldwin and Citizen Action's Robert Craig say the poor economy may actually increase presidential candidates' focus on health care as people struggle to pay for it. The issue may not influence primary outcomes. It's expected to play a bigger role in the general election, where the health proposals between Republicans and Democrats vary to a greater degree. Finding a way to bridge these differences may help candidates of both parties win over independent voters. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.